And sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange on this Monday, July 13th. We stand cool, Julie and James.
Well, I
did.
I didn't go out yesterday.
No, me neither.
Yeah, it was a good one yesterday. One for the books.
Heard that.
The all-time books.
The all-time books, 109 yesterday. Now, here's what I'm calling this, okay? They say the nation's high temperatures in Stovepipe Wells, California at 117 yesterday. It was officially 118 in Forsyth, Montana.
Jeez.
Yesterday. Awesome. So I'm calling Forsyth, Montana the nation's high temperature. I'm calling it.
Hey, it's your show.
Yeah.
It's my show. I can call it if I want to. So we're going to give some love, since they didn't have much love from the weather yesterday, in Forsyth, Montana, just down where I grew up.
I don't know if that's what record I would want.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Actually, it has been 118 a couple different times in Montana over its span of National Weather Service records. So
we beat Death Valley?
We beat Death Valley.
Wow.
How often do you say that?
Yeah.
Almost never, yeah.
And then you go, oh, hey, the low temperature this morning in Sheridan was 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's the key. Stay hydrated.
I feel like I moved to Arizona.
Yeah. What a fun week.
Yeah, it was a fun week.
It was a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Parade was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went well. We see some spectacular photos and video on our website.
So I'm going to have to watch it. Because the broadcast, which we have on Sheridan Media, the parade.
Right.
Because I normally have a radio in my one ear.
Right.
So I can hear what you guys are saying.
Because you're
And it adds so much more color to it. So it was just interesting being there without having that in my ear. So I'm going to go watch it again.
All right. Check it all out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I also want to do? You know, we were so busy last Friday. With the broadcast, and we had the boot kickoff, and it was, you know, it's a lot of hours and in time last week, which is fun. But sometimes you forget a few things. James's birthday was Friday.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Was.
Yeah. I forgot.
You forgot?
I forgot. Yeah.
Even James forgot.
You forgot?
Yeah. That's usually what ends up happening.
James was back here at Control Central making sure we got on. And then he joined us down there for the broadcast, and he was sitting right next to me. And so, James, I apologize. I missed saying your birthday, giving you a shout out.
It's usually on the busiest week of the year.
It is.
So you next year it'll be on anyway. Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. That'll make it hopefully a little easier.
Well, I just wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Last Friday,
the big 29.
The big 29.
Yeah, the big 29.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Julie,
it happens every year.
We all march forward.
Yeah, we all. There you go. We do. Also, last week we launched our new Sheridan Media app.
We did.
And so I encourage you to go download that.
No better test than during Rodeo Week.
All right. Yeah, we you know, it wasn't enough that we were busy enough. We decided, let's launch the app this week. Yeah. So go to your favorite app store. Or go to your app store. I don't know if it's your favorite one or not.
One of two.
It's either one of two. Go to your app store, type in Sheridan Media, download our app, and check it out. Play with it. There's all kinds of buttons. I encourage you to go to the More button, because there's all kinds of different buttons on that and all kinds of different features. And so,
if you like buttons, you'll like the app.
You'll check that out. It's the brand new Sheridan Media app, and it's online on your app store. Our website had tremendous numbers this past week, too, as well. In fact, even at one point in time, it did get pretty toasty. It did knock one of our computers off, so we did lose a connection for a short period of time. So we appreciate
it. Oh, during the parade? Yeah, that was scary.
So we appreciate it. Yeah, thank goodness it.
Last year we were protecting them from rain.
They usually call that the blue screen of death, and I'm surprised the computer wasn't dead all the way.
Yeah, so our IT team got us back up and going in no time flat. So, it was a fun, busy, and hot week.
Yeah.
Hot today, 100.
Isn't Tuesday supposed to be
104 Tuesday.
I was happy to hear that they did cancel the Equestrian Center events. Yeah. Even though you don't really want to do that.
No, I
feel like they made the right choice there.
I think they did too. 109?
Yeah, I mean, and then you're on that Equestrian Center where they, you know, it's got to be humid on that grass.
Yeah.
And the ponies.
Yeah, and the ponies and the people.
And the people, yeah.
I think everyone.
Everyone, every animal. Yeah. Well, maybe not all animals, yeah.
Yeah, some of them probably loved it.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be 93. We'll cool down on Thursday.
You know, that's going to feel like.
Yeah, we might have to wear a jacket.
I was going
to
say. Yeah. It's going to feel like when it drops to the negatives during the winter.
And then 96 back Friday, and 94 Saturday, and 93 Sunday. So, looking at the day book today, let's see. Oh, hey, 1931 was the year. Electricity came to Dayton and Ranchester.
What year?
1931.
Wow.
Cool.
That was when electricity came there.
That's so interesting.
Yes. Dayton and Ranchester celebrating electricity in 1931. Hmm. I love it. That's awesome.
Cool.
Today is the...
That's pretty late. I mean, that's...
That is late. Wow. I think that's late, too. Very late. Okay. Date book. You heard him on the game shows all the time. Jeopardy was one of them. Price is Right, all those. Johnny Gilbert was his name. I know you guys don't know that, but I do. He's 98 today.
Hmm.
You know, you hear the Price is Right. Come on down.
Yeah, but Bob
Barker.
Bob Barker was the famous
remember
one.
Remember Spay and Neuter Your Pets.
Yes, always at the end of his show, yeah. Huge proponent of that. Patrick Stewart, actor, 86. Harrison Ford. Is it 84 today? James, this guy resides on your desk.
Whoa. Okay.
Resigns or
resides? On
resides
my desk.
Resides on your desk. It's the Rubik Cube inventor.
Oh, okay.
So, James, when you go up there and you see your Rubik's Cube, James has got a Rubik's Cube.
I thought you were saying he was laying on my desk.
No, I was trying to figure that out,
that?
Too.
Erno Rubik.
I didn't realize it was named after somebody.
Yeah, he was he was Hungarian inventor. He invented it. He's 82 today, still alive. Cheech Marin,
maybe
Cheech and Chong.
Probably a top five toy ever made in terms of longevity.
Yeah. So if you ever have to wait here at our Shared Media Studios for any help or anything,
you can
play with the Rubik's Cube. Spud Webb, remember Spud?
Yeah.
Shortest player in the NBA that could slam it.
Yeah, he could dunk, yeah.
Oh, he's 63.
Good player.
Is he really? Wow.
Yeah, I was a big Spud Webb fan growing up.
Gave everybody hope.
I know.
About 5'5".
I know.
Isn't there one after him, too? Bugsy or something.
Muggsy Bogues?
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. Another guy.
He was in that
small
area.
Yeah.
Love it. Goes to show you, man. You can do it. 1923, the Hollywood sign was dedicated on this date. Barbershop Music Appreciation Day.
See, that's a...
I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm assuming
like barbershop
thinking
quartet?
Of quartet.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Barbershop Music Appreciation
When you say barbershop
Day?
Music, it's just the radio.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking about it.
Get your haircut.
Yeah.
Check out our new format, the Barbershop Music.
Yeah, the Barbershop Channel.
Right here. Beans and Franks Day.
Mm. Okay.
Did that come from you, Julie?
Yeah.
You're not a beans and... Really? You're not a beans and Franks person?
I mean, really neither.
Adding mustard to a dish of beans and Franks is considered a common way to balance the sweetness of the bean sauce. In case you didn't know that.
Sure.
Okay.
Is this making you cringe?
Just as none of that sounds good.
Not much sounds good except ice cream on days like today,
yeah, that's
right?
True. I don't want to be grilling right now. I won't lie to you.
Oh, yeah. I saw some guys, was it Saturday, maybe? I took a ride on my bike, and they were out laying down some asphalt.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, man.
Wow.
That asphalt must have been like spreading peanut butter, I'll tell
you.
But that parking lot's pristine.
Yeah,
it's
probably
pristine.
The best time to do it.
It's the best time to do it. I got to hand it to those.
I don't know.
I hand it to the people that are outside
Working
the in
roofing
this.
Contractors.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of hazard pay for that temperature.
Sanitation workers. Yeah. Give them another shout out. Had a chance to talk with Amber.
Oh, did you?
Yes, on Friday morning on the broadcast from the sanitation department. She did a great job. I loved her enthusiasm. I just walked up to her and I go, "Hi, I'm Bob Grammons, and I'd really like to speak with you on the radio." And she goes, "Okay." Most people go, no, you can't do that. Amber's like, yeah, sure. She came right with me and jumped up on the stage like she'd been doing it a million
times.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the sanitation workers and Amber. Thank you. And thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
I mean, you look at the street after the parade.
Mm-hmm.
With everything on the parade route.
It's cleaned up immediately.
It's like immediately.
Yeah, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
And then they're driving regular cars on it the hour after, essentially.
Yeah,
within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, check it all out. You can recap it all. It's on sharedmedia.com. Hey, World Cup semifinals, 4 teams.
Yeah, we're down to the last 4.
Tomorrow, France and Spain, and Wednesday, England and Argentina. And then the big for third place will be Saturday in Miami, and the final will be next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Pretty chalky.
World.
Last 4.
Cup, if you are.
What does that mean?
Those are like the best teams probably predicted to go to get there.
Chalky?
Yeah.
France, okay. Spain. Yeah. France, Spain, Argentina, England.
I'm glad you asked that, Julie, because a lot of people do not know what
that chalky, means. Like, yeah.
You hear that a lot. You'll hear it during the NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, I don't know why it's called that, though.
Chalky teams.
To me, that sounds like they could easily be erased.
Yeah. I don't know why it's called that. But that's the saying.
Yeah. So, and if you want to go down the United States Postal Service today and get the new Barbie stamps, they're up.
Mm. Oh, I'm leaving right after this.
Get your Barbie stamp, James.
I grab myself a Ken stamp.
When was the last time you even mailed anything?
I don't know if I've ever purchased stamps by myself.
By myself.
By myself.
Yeah.
Did you have a parental guidance?
Well, like, I don't think I've ever...
Will you come in? I don't know what
yeah.
to say.
Julie, Mom, can you come in with me?
Well, like, as an adult, I don't think I've ever gone into the post office and bought stamps. Ever. I don't think.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's not that surprising.
Pretty
no,
positive.
It's not.
I mean, there's people that I know that say, how do I fill out this envelope?
Yeah.
Where does my return address go?
The only reason I know how to do this is because I do it here. More
probably,
often than
yes.
not. If I didn't do it here, I'd never do it.
It's not a silly question for someone to say that when they just haven't ever done it. And they don't teach it in school. I don't think they do anymore.
Well, would you spend all but 2 minutes on that?
It's more important learning the MLA format.
Here's an envelope.
Here's an
Your
envelope.
Address here.
Yeah. Here's how you mail it.
I mean,
it sounds simple, but it's something
It's also easy to Google, too. I mean, just Google envelope
that
format.
That and filling out a check.
Never done that.
See? Oh, and he's 29
years old.
I don't own any checks.
He doesn't own a check.
If I have to get a check, I literally go to my bank and be like, hey, can I get a cashier's check? And then most of it's filled out already. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow. James.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. Yeah. Hey, Stu, stay cool today. We were 109 yesterday. We're going to be 100 today from your Synergy Home Care Studios. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan.